you're not going to fear God. You'll make choices that'll lead to deception. Get a copy of the book, Seduction of the Saints, friends. If you ever, this is a profound application. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries. You might also want to seriously consider getting one of those water purifiers and the emergency radios, because the government is planning for chaos. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA, become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Bob Chapman, from the International Forecaster. Sydney, here in California, where I live, why, we've had a budget crisis, and the budget had gone from about $904 billion when Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor, up to about $142 billion, and they had to slash that budget. They just recently came in with a budget of about $84 billion, 84 from 144, and now they're saying, but this is not really going to solve the problem. We'll probably have another $10 billion that we're going to have to make up for, and most of the, many of the things that were done were one-time cuts. They moved the day of reckoning forward a day, and that somebody put us into another year, and they could write off $10 billion by doing that, but one of these days you're going to have to face the music, you're going to have to cut back and do away with the welfare state, because quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, there's not enough money coming in to finance the welfare state here in California, and we can't keep printing IOUs indefinitely. Even at the national level, why, federal tax receipts are down about 18% to date, and I suspect they're going to continue falling as more and more people lose their jobs. It's estimated that as high as, if you take the unemployed, the underemployed, and those who've given up work, while you're talking close to 25 million people, according to Bert Doman, 30 million people, 30 million Americans unemployed or underemployed, our exports are down 30-40%, our production is down 20-30%, and they tell us the housing market is beginning to level off, but Alan Greenspan just recently said that we may see another drop in the housing market and very, very soon. So what are we to believe? Are we believe the media? Are we to believe Alan Greenspan? Or should we be suspicious of everyone except for our guest tonight, Bob Chapman? Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. There's suspicion everywhere.
Well, there really should be, because, of course, they are out to destroy our economy, to fulfill the dictates of Stephen Rockefeller, David Rockefeller's nephew, who wrote the Earth Charter that talked about the necessity of a certainly equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. That means that they're in the process of systematically shifting our jobs and our wealth to other countries, but they can't tell the common people, because they wouldn't understand how altruistic the elite are. They want to redistribute our wealth, not their wealth. The elite want to rule the world and bring in their new religion and their new financial system under their control. And I hope you got that out on your appearance on the George Norrie Show on Saturday.
Well, I sure did. And I think I put it this way. They think they know better what is good for us, and they believe that all of the wealth that we have really belongs to them, because they made it happen.
And that's really what David Rockefeller said in his book memoirs, you know, why they don't give us credit for what a wonderful job we've done is we've improved a lot in not only in the third world countries, in this country. Why won't they give us credit for that? Well, that was in 2002. Well, if you want credit for what happened in 2002, are you willing to accept the blame for what's happening today? Because it is David Rockefeller and the Trilateral Commission that control our government, and now up to 12 of their present and former members control the Barack Obama administration today, and the rest of the key positions are held by members of the CFR. But you pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, it just goes to show you that there definitely is a group of people who are controlling government from behind the scenes.
Hold that thought. Pick the story up there, please. Go right ahead, Bob.
I called it the seamless change of administration, and I said Team A come in for Team B or whatever, and it's the same group of people doing the same thing that they've done for goodness knows how long, and there's not going to be any changes. They're going to go toward their goal of world government. People said to me today, someone said to me today, well, can you prove this? And of course I said, there's plenty of information on it. Just go to Google. And they also said what do you believe happened at 9/11? And I told them that I didn't believe the official story. And they said they didn't want to talk to me anymore.
Well, they got a real problem, you know, because I simply, rather than tell them you didn't believe the story, I'd ask them, how do you think that the Building 7 came down, you know, when it wasn't hit by any planes? It came down at 5 in the evening, looked just like a controlled demolition. Can you explain that to me? You know, probably one of the best things I learned many years ago was don't answer a question, you know, that you don't want to answer. Simply answer the question with a question and put the other people on the defensive. I learned that.
Actually, I did that, and that's what caused. I said the same thing that you just said, more or less, and that upset the person, and they didn't want to talk anymore. People don't want to talk anymore when you don't agree with them.
Well, I think that the people who've listened to your advice, Bob, at least they haven't lost their shirts, and I fear that the people who have not taken your advice, many of them, of course, are in very, very serious problems today, especially those who invested with our good friend Pat Kiley.
Yeah, that's a tragic, tragic situation. We called over 100 people. And I think about 105 of them removed their accounts, but there was still 30 there that wouldn't listen. And now they don't have anything. The FBI is in on the thing, and evidently the money just went in the front door and out the back to some bank and disappeared. So we're talking, you know, $100 million or something. It's quite substantial.
Well, you hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I was just talking with our friend Bob Chapman about the tragic situation that just developed last week with Pat Kiley, a gentleman who was on Christian radio all across the country. He was on Christian radio, worldwide Christian radio, WWRI. He was on Christian stations across America. And, of course, you know, he said everything you and I believe. He talked about the New World Order. He had a slogan, let's follow the money. And what was the, he had some sort of a slogan about truth. You probably remember that, but...
Truth seekers.
The truth seekers. Well, I mean, who could be wrong with that? And then, not only that, but he was with a UBS Financial. That's UBS Financial. So it gives you an idea. It has to do with the Union Bank of Switzerland. Great line. And, of course, she got people to invest their money with him because he was going to give them a lot better return. And they could trust him because they were going to have their money in private accounts. And But of course, when the other shoe dropped, why, of course, the money seems to have disappeared. Mr. Carley seems to have disappeared. We put calls into him ourselves and can't get a return call. Of course, I don't have any money invested in him, but we had a caller recently from Spokane. There are three families, over $1 billion invested. Another gentleman called me. He was disabled. He actually put in $10,000, and then they told him, well, look, you know, certainly you can make a lot more money. Why don't you borrow on credit cards? Well, he didn't have any credit cards, but they talked him into taking out a credit card, so he borrowed $70,000 and put it in there. And when they had that money, they said, well, why don't you mortgage your house? You got your house paid for. Mortgage your house and invest with this and think of the profits you're going to make. And he did all of those things. And when I talked to him last week, he said, I'm just going to have to sell my house to pay off the credit cards. And I hope he can get enough money to pay off the credit cards, but he'll end up losing everything. He's disabled, and what a tragic situation. We're seeing more and more of this. So Bernie Madoff wasn't the only scammer out there. An awful lot of them, a fellow named Stafford. And, of course, they're all simply taking off with the money. The truth seekers do not believe them, and especially when they have a fancy name like UBS Financial. What are your thoughts on it, Bob?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, you know, I always get suspicious when people are holier than thou, and that started to show up after a couple of years, and then I got complaints from people who couldn't get their money, and so it was time to not be there anymore or be in the show anymore. And so I did what I thought was the best thing, and as it turned out, unfortunately, I was right. But at least a lot of people get saved, and I'm happy about that.
Well, it's really such a tragic situation, but I think an awful lot of people are going to lose an awful lot more, not necessarily with the scammers, but in the stock market, in their pension funds, with their insurance policies. I mean, certainly the Pension Guarantee Benefit Corporation, U.S. Corporation, the guarantees pension funds across America is largely insolvent. A lot of people are going to get 20 or 30 cents on the dollar on their pension funds. Many of the insurance companies are insolvent, being bailed out by the federal government, but you can't keep bailing people out indefinitely. And certainly so many of AIG subdivisions are insolvent. They have all these insurance companies that are insuring with the other insurance companies. And certainly Mr. Greenberg made off with a lot of the money when he left. And so there are really lots of problems, certainly, in every aspect of our society. I mean, many of our major companies are losing money. Certainly foreign companies are losing money. I mean, 5 million American jobs have simply just left this country. They're never coming back again. And certainly people are waiting for the recovery to come, but I don't see it coming for a good long time, if ever. And if it does come, it's not going to be the same America we've known before. Bob, why don't you bring us up to date with what's happening as far as the Treasury sales? The Treasury has to raise $1.8 trillion at least, and you think it's probably going to be more than that, for the deficit for just this year that ends on the 30th of September. Have they got most of that money raised so far? How much are they going to have to raise in this next month and a half?
I really don't know, because they haven't released those figures, but altogether, I think between February and September of this year, which is the fiscal year end, they're probably going to have raised about probably $1.2 trillion. Now, they're going to have revenues of about $800 billion to a trillion. And that the deficit's going to be a little bit higher than the guesstimate. I think it was Congressional Budget Office that did it. And I think they were talking in terms of 1.92 or something like that. But the figure, no matter what it is, it's just simply preposterous. I mean, the foreigners already own $3 trillion worth of treasuries. And half of that's owned by Japan and China. And so I don't think they're going to be anxious to do any buying. And they're watching their president investment. in U.S. paper, so to speak. That would include agencies as well as corporates. And they probably are saying, gee, we collectively own half of that, and look where it's going. It's going down. And I eventually expect, and I don't know how long it's going to take, it might be 6 months or a year and a half, but I expect a drop on the USDX from, let's see where it closed today, and this was really striking because the government didn't come in and try to support the market. It closed at 77.57, down 77.
Now, basically, you're talking about the value of the dollar, and it should be 100, and it's at 77. So the value of the dollar is actively falling at the present time, and we're not hearing much about that from the pundits who keep telling us that everything's fine, nothing to worry about, invest in the stock market, get rich.
Well, that's true. And the generative process is just going to keep on going, and we're going to have a hard time when we hit 71.18 because foreigners are going to say, gee, we got enough and we're not going to buy any more. And it could just, in the next several months, drop down to 65 and 60 and so on. This thing could come to a total head with a devaluation and a default by perhaps next June. It's possible. I've been talking in terms of 6 months to 2.5 years, but, you know, they do have capability, and what they want to do is they want to try to combine what they're doing with a plan so that when they're ready to pull the plug on this whole thing, everything for them will be in place, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. It's the thing, in other words, basically that the market will tumble, people will lose the value of their life savings, and of course they'll be left with worthless dollars. So they'll get their money back in dollars, but it's just that the dollar won't buy much of anything. And this is what happens when, of course, you get into a situation, an economic situation such as we're in today, where you have the potential for runaway inflation and the destruction of the value of the currency, as they did in the Weimar Republic, as they did in Zimbabwe, as they've done repeatedly in Argentina and Brazil and Mexico. And people say it can't happen here, but I say, if God is just, why can't it happen here? He's going to bring his judgment on this country sooner or later, and of course, the good people are doing absolutely nothing. What's going on with gold? Certainly, gold was down this last week or two. Then on Friday, it went up $20. It was up almost $9 this morning. Then they beat it down, $7 or $8 today, but why is gold suddenly beginning to almost rally, and silver as well?
Well, silver today was very strong, and gold was too. It was up 9-something earlier and ended up 2-something on the day, or 3-something on the day. And it was the U.S. government in the market pushing and trying to keep the price down. And, every time they see an inflection point like 960, the government pounces on the market and tries to make it go down, and that's because they don't want it up, because gold is a canary in the coal mine. But they don't have any ability anymore to hold gold down more than 3 or 4 days if that, because I think all their gold is gone, and I think they just play in the futures market and the derivative market. And if I'm correct, then their ability to do any even intermediate term suppression of gold and silver prices, I think, is gone. And it's just a rear guard action for them from here on out. And once 1,033 or whatever the high was before, once it's broken, the long term gold price pattern is a reverse head and shoulders, and it's probably the most powerful technical configuration that you can have, that something is going to go up and go up extremely strongly, and it's going to go up in a big way. So this is not going to be a normal rise upward. It's going to be an exploding rise.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295, 464-8295. If you have a question, comment, give us a call right here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, Bob Chapman, International Forecaster. Well, Bob, pick the story up from there.
Well, I think the most important pending thing here is the dollar, and I would have expected.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
295, and Tony was asking about a remark Bob made on the afternoon program that he thought the time might come when we would take a $3 and turn them in to get one new dollar. In other words, the currency would have lost certainly 2/3 of its value, and that we might very well have something like that had in Argentina back in the year 2000 and 2001, when the government kept saying, you have nothing to worry about. We pegged the peso to the American dollar. The peso is certainly sound. Oh, of course, you're getting a lot of information out of the media that's telling you there's something to worry about. But do not worry. Don't put your money into American dollars. Don't send your money out of the country. You can trust us. The peso is as sound as... And then, of course, one morning, why the people woke up and they said, oh, well, we devalued the peso 2/3 in value and in relationship to the American dollar. And your peso is now worth 30 cents what it was in value to what it was before. And this is what they did with their international debt obligations. Over in Europe, a lot of people in Italy and in southern France had been convinced by the international bankers that there was no better way to invest their money than in secure Argentine government bonds, and they were going to give you a good rate of income. And a lot of the people believed their bankers and invested in the Argentine banks, and they probably got 25 or 30 cents back on the dollar, and they were lucky to get that. But go ahead, Bob, you pick up the story there.
Well, some of them are still swimming. But anyway, you're right, and that's what happened. And by and large, Argentina has had fascist governments for a long time, and that's what Peronism really is. And I guess people just overlook what they are today. And the president and his wife have got enormously wealthy while in office, so they probably stole hundreds of millions of dollars. But that's the way of life there. That's the way they do things there. In America, we have corruption, but it's different, although it's worse. I mean, these Latin countries are bad, but when you boil it right down, Wall Street and banking and their appendages and government are stealing tremendous amounts of money. I mean, you ask the Fed, where did the money go? And they said, I don't know.
You're talking about Ben Bernanke, who was asked where the $500 million went. He said, I just don't know. And Congressman Duncan says, you don't know where the $500 million went? And Bernanke said, well, no, we don't know where. But we'll look into it and let you know. But $500 billion is gone, but then he's got another $2 trillion he's given to banks, and he won't tell anybody where that $2 trillion is gone. I think we're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth. The wealth of the American people and their children and their grandchildren is being transferred in the hands of a few wealthy banks today. The greatest transfer of wealth that has ever taken place has taken place, and not one person in 100,000 really understands what's going on. Any other questions, Tony?
I have one. The reason I brought this up is because I was thinking of, let's just say, a hypothetical possibility that, say, someone owed $100,000 on, say, a house. And let's just say they've been, they had $100,000 somewhere stashed in their mattress or something to that effect. And then there was a recall, as you mentioned, you thought that it was a possibility that you would maybe have to turn in $3 or 3 Federal Reserve notes to get 1 Federal Reserve note back. Well, wouldn't that leave debtors with a debt and then less money to actually pay for it? Something along the lines of, I read of some European countries where they were taking out mortgages in Swiss francs, and then their currencies were tanking, but yet they had to pay it back in the higher rated franc. So I'm thinking, if you're correct about the dollar going down to about 40 on the index, wouldn't that be time to take those dollars and
pay off your debts now? Right, I agree.
You would want to do it before then.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting to.
Get out of debt, Tony. Get out of debt.
Do you expect this actual recall? That's really my point. Of, you know, some 3 or 4 or 5 to 1 or something of that effect.
What, Bob? Do you expect an actual recall and get back 3 or 4 to 5 to 1?
I think if you look at the dollar at 120, and it's gone. If it goes down to 40, well, that's 1/3, and so that's the figure I came up with. It's a guesstimate, of course.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back, and I hope that answers your question, Tony.
All right. Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we've got Alex calling from Central Washington. Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Hi. Good.
Do you have a question? What part of Washington do you in?
Moses Lake.
Okay, fine. So you're hearing us then on the American Christian Radio Network, and do you have a question for Bob?
Yeah, I would like to. I just heard a little bit about Pat Kiley that you guys talked about, and I would like to know What really happened. I haven't heard the news.
Were you invested with him?
No.
Well, I think...
But I listen to his programs all the time.
I bet they were pretty good, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, Bob, you want to tell Alex? Alex just heard a little bit about Pat Kiley. What, as far as you know, what has happened?
Well, he doesn't have the program anymore, and his site is gone. You know, the site on the internet, and then he seems to have disappeared, but, you know, maybe not, but he's not accessible. The FBI has come in on the thing and to see if there's been any fraud or theft, and one of the attorneys said that all of the money went from their company, I guess it's called Universal, they had several companies there, went directly to the bank, and after that it disappeared. So it was never invested in anything. And all of these statements would have been bogus. And so I think there's some serious things on there, you know, if what the attorney says it's true, the money's all gone, and it was a substantial amount. It's anywhere between, I think, $100 to $150 million.
Does that answer your question, Alex?
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't know what happened, and I...
Well, apparently, I put a call in for Pat Kiley. I can't reach him. Nobody else seems to be able to reach him. Nobody knows where the money is. People can't get their money out. An awful lot of people are very, 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 very frightened because, you know, some people had, you know, $1 million invested with him, or several $1 million. They put their life savings with him, and because they trusted him. After all, he was a truth seeker. He said exactly what you and I believe. Hold there. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Alex calling from Moses Lake in Washington asking about Pat Kiley. We just explained to him as much as we know. We just know that nobody seems to be able to reach Pat Kiley, and nobody seems to know where the money is. And there are an awful lot of people who are very, very frightened that maybe this is was a Christian Bernie Madoff. You know, Bernie Madoff played on the Jews, and Pat Kiley got an awful lot of money from Christians invested with him. We'll just have to see how it plays out. Anything else, Alex, you'd like to ask?
Do you think it may be a setup?
Well, time alone is going to tell. We'll just have to see how the thing unfolds. But I'm sure glad I didn't have any money invested with him, and I'm sure glad I didn't get anybody to invest with him. Apparently, Bob was on his program for quite some time and eventually dropped off and convinced a number of people that Bob knew who were invested with Pat Kiley to get their money out. And well over 100 of them got their money out, but some of them just didn't listen to Bob, and I'm sure that they wish they had now. Anything else, Alex?
That's it.
If I could just tell you one thing, do not invest with somebody else. Don't let somebody else lose your money for you or steal your money. You know, invest it yourself and invest it wisely and diversify into multiple things. And remember, of course, those words of Richard Russell, who said, "He who loses the least wins." Okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless. And let's go to Frank calling from Salinas. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But before we go on, Bob, and before we get to Frank, Bob, I want you to give out your web page, tell people how to get in touch with you, and how they can get a copy of your publication, The International Forecaster, and hopefully subscribe to it.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by Internet on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Usually runs around 35 or 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And you can get a free introductory copy three different ways. You can go to our site, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. TheInternationalForecaster.com. The email address is bob@intforecaster.com. bob@intforecaster.com, or you can call toll free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. So let's go to Frank. Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
Hi. Thank you for your program. I was wondering if you could tell me, if I was a citizen, suppose I was a citizen of Argentina back before the devaluation and the big problem that they had, and in my possession I had 100 shares of a certificate for 100 shares of Exxon and a Kruger Rand and $100 in United States dollar bills. What would have happened to those three things in my possession at that time?
All right, fine. So you had basically you had shares of Exxon, you had a gold Kruger Rand, and you had certainly $101 bills. Well, you would have three times as much as far as the value of the peso. In other words, what you had would have increased in value three times in relation to the peso, but it wouldn't buy you anything more. It was just that but it takes a time, you know, when they devalue the currency for the prices to catch up. How would you answer, certainly, Fred, in answer to his question, Bob?
Well, first of all, the dollar would have remained sound versus the Argentine currency, and the depreciation was two-thirds. So you would have gained two-thirds in buying power by having dollars. During that period, the price of gold was probably around $500 an ounce, and so that would have held its value and then some. In Exxon, that held its value as well and did go up somewhat, and so all three of them were good investments under the circumstances. But as we know, the earnings of Exxon now are falling, and the value of the dollar is falling, and the value of gold is moving up. So, as you can see, you have fluidity in markets. Things change all the time. And so, what was good in 2000 is not good today in two-thirds of the items, which is Exxon shares and holding the dollar itself. And so you, in the long run, you were better off with gold.
I think that's an excellent appraisal. Frank, that answers the question. I said it would have nothing to add to it. Any other questions?
Would those three different positions have sort of increased somewhat the same if Exxon had held its value?
Because well, Exxon went up a little bit, and the dollar went up two-thirds versus the Argentine real, was it? I think it was the real. And gold went up since then. It doubled. The dollar hasn't done that, and neither has Exxon.
I think you would have been better off if you'd been in gold than in any of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
So a good idea is to have gold and maybe some foreign currency.
I'm into that.
That you hold in your possession in the United States.
Right.
It's interesting that today, throughout all of Latin America and Mexico, it's not easy to buy gold. I mean, gold dealers buy it from refiners because they manufacture jewelry with it. But in order to get gold coins, as an example, it's extremely difficult. It's not easy, no matter which one of those countries you're in.
Because they don't want people to hold gold because they don't want to have anything of permanent value. They want you in paper money. If you've never read Alan Greenspan's classic article, Gold and Freedom, you can get it on the Internet or it's included in my syllabus on the financial Armageddon, but it's well worthwhile reading and rereading. Alan Greenspan wrote a magnificent article in 1966, Gold and Freedom, and I agree with every word of it.
Could you see in the next 5 years, where the U.S. government might call in gold coins and anybody who had gold and say you have to turn it in?
It's possible. The government can do anything it wants.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot will depend upon the social circumstances at the time. Our economy continues to degenerate. Unemployment continues to rise, and I think that's going to continue. And the economy is not recovering, believe me. And some of those things in mind, I don't think the government is going to fool around and try to collect coins. They'd be more interested in collecting Americans' guns.
Okay, Frank, but we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Bye-bye. Let's go to Edward calling from Utica, New York. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And hi, Edward, how are you doing?
I guess I'm doing all right.
Okay, fine.
I just appreciate so much your program. I try to listen to it every time I can.
Well, I'm glad that, and we know it's late back there, so it's almost a bewitching hour there going on.
Well, it's something that I feel that I have great value received from listening at this hour.
Well, thank you so much.
And I try to get others to do it even though it is late.
Well, it's basically, of course, it is available on the Internet. The programs are archived on the Internet. So if they don't want to stay up that late, why let them go ahead and listen on the Internet. Did you have a question or comment for our guest?
I certainly do have one for Bob Chapman. The situation we're in is we are right now renting a building which is used for a church, and we are sort of being forced into making a decision about buying it, and otherwise we have not very much of an option as to where we go, but we would have to take a mortgage in order to do it. And as far as what I understand from Bob, there is the possibility of a depreciation of the dollar, and I don't know how this would play out as far as a mortgage is concerned. I was wondering if you can help me out there.
Well, I think you're going to get a continued 20% fall in the dollar. It depends upon, you know, your market, where you've been, and and prices and how much they've come down. But you use 20% on the downside. The dollar itself has far more to go over the next few years on the downside. So how it'll affect real estate will be, real estate will go down somewhat and then probably go sideways for some years starting around 2013. People think this thing's going to come back quickly, and it isn't. I mean, even the people in the Illuminati are telling you this is going to be a long haul because they know it's going to be. They know because they're on the inside, and they made this happen. And so, as far as I think, you know, it all depends on how much money the church has versus the total amount for the building. I mean, is the building $100,000 and the church has got $30,000 and they have to take a $70,000 mortgage, or what is it?
Well, you're probably in the sort of in the ballpark. It might be a little more than that. But anyway, what I was kind of wondering about is if you take a mortgage out, and I guess the original owners are willing to carry the mortgage, how would it work as far as paying back, and how would you rate the mortgage in order to cover yourself?
Well, I
think
you don't know exactly what you mean by that.
I think he means, of course, if the dollar depreciates, you know, are you going to pay back in depreciated dollars?
Yeah, we don't know. You know, now I understand. No, we just don't know what they're going to do. I mean, if they go one for three and you owe $100,000, they might say you got to pay back $30,000. On the other hand, they might say you have to pay back $100,000. And so we don't know what government's going to do. If I had my guess, the logic is they'd change it to $30,000 or $33,000 in this case, $1,000 which would be owed after such a devaluation. But on the other hand, maybe they want to own all the property in the country, and about half the homes are in real estate are on mortgages, and maybe they want to end up with all the housing, you know, in other buildings. So I just don't know which way they're going to go.
Well, Ken, it isn't a good idea, though. I don't think that we should be borrowing money to do what we need to. And certainly I would certainly see if you could put on a fund drive to raise as much money as you can and offer them a great deal less than they're asking and just see if they might take it. They might, of course, realize, of course, the dire circumstances, and if you move out, why, then they'll be with a big building sitting empty. They might very well take a lot less than they're asking and then do everything you can to raise the funds so you don't have to borrow money. I don't think God's people should be borrowing money individually, and I don't think they should be borrowing money corporately as a church body. I think that you get into real trouble when you start buying things you can't afford.
Well, I think I have a better feeling about the situation, but unfortunately, I don't know how much I can do to influence the people or even know what direction to go myself. But anyway,
well, just remind them they're in a depression and it's not going to get better.
Yeah.
And do you really want to take on this debt at this time? I think you're better off running someplace. You know, on Sundays they don't have services at the synagogue. You can always borrow that.
Good point. All right. I don't know what else to tell you, Edward, but thanks very much, and let us know what you do, will you?
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Both of you.
God bless.
Appreciate it very much.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Kent, who's calling us from West Virginia. Once again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Kent. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I thought I'd like to tell Bob what I heard on the Voice of Russia this evening. I guess that Timothy Geithner was questioned in Congress today, and Voice of Russia reported on it, and they said the following, quote, "He offered assurances the American economy would not be collapsing soon," end quote. So,
well, that makes me feel a lot better it's not going to collapse soon.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, or maybe that's a kiss of death, like maybe it's, you know, how they, obviously he's telling the truth, and that does nothing but the truth, you know. I thought maybe Bob would have some reflection on that. Maybe you heard him testify or something.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Tom?
No, I didn't. And so I guess I'll have to wait till tomorrow. You know, these people are going to say anything to make whatever they want to make go, or cover up whatever they want to cover up. I mean, these people are just simply professional liars. You know, I had a tape on the International Forecaster, which we published on Saturday, and it was the hearing in the House investigating the Merrill Lynch Bank of America affair, you know, in the merger. And they had Paulson there, and Paulson was being interrogated. And you could see that Paulson was very, very, very uncomfortable and very out of sorts. In fact, he appeared to me to be terrified. But he just sat there and lied. And, you know, that's the hallmark of these people. They lie and lie and lie, and they don't think anything of it. So you can't believe anything that they're saying. So you've got to back into everything that they're doing and look at all the other things connected to it.
All I can remember is when Henry Paulson told the American people he wanted this $700 billion to give to Main Street to save the housing market. It wasn't going to go to Wall Street. As soon as he got the money, he gave it to Wall Street. I mean, I would think he'd be ashamed to show his face in this country, but of course he's got so much money, he can buy the politicians. He got $200 billion income tax free just because he went to work for the government at $185,000 a year. Oh boy, what a patriot. Hey, thanks very much for calling. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to John calling from Texas. Hi, John. How you doing?
Not too bad. But, you know, I used to listen to Pat Colley and your guests all the time. And then, you know.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a 1-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Dollars and told to buy local currencies, almost as if there might be some sort of a crisis in September or October where they would need local currencies and wouldn't be able to use the dollar. Would that be a fair appraisal, Bob?
Right, and we know what the government's instructed there, not all the embassies, but at least some of them, to do. And I think that it was my idea that what would happen would be that the government would take the opportunity, because of the turmoil going on at the time, to have a short 3 to 5 day bank holiday as a trial run, a beta test to see the reaction of the American public for a later date when they would have a devaluation and a default. And so I think there's a good chance of those things happening. They're very possible and they're probable.
Okay.
And how do you think the Chinese government will react if there's a quick devaluation, say, in September?
I think they're probably well aware of it, yeah. And they had to have expected it. And I think that they are willing to accept the cost of it. And I think they were from the beginning because they wanted to enter our and other markets throughout the world on the WTO, and they knew what was going to cost them. Now, they make all kinds of noises about how they're losing money because the dollar's going down. That could be a great deal of political in nature. And so, believe me, they know that they had to pay the price to break into those markets, and now that they're in there, with their goods, which are extremely cheap because of the low wages in their country, you also got to look at the fact that they're sitting on $800 billion, maybe $900 billion, in U.S. denominated paper, and they had to have known what they were doing from the beginning, and there had to have been a deal with the Chinese that they would do that.
There are all sorts of secret deals, Chris. If you look up the Group of 30, you will find out there are 30 people who control the finances of the world. Six of them come from the Trilateral Commission, including Paul Volcker, Larry Summers, Tim Geithner and one other. The six of them are Trilateral Commission, though. Larry Summers is there. But the head of the Bank of China is there, too. There are all sorts of secret deals. We'll never know. We're out of time. Bob Chapman, thanks very much for being with us. Really appreciate your call. And Chris, thanks for being with us as well. And Chris, now we're going to have to remind our listeners of Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported. We've been, a lot of our listeners have been with us 15 years or so, have lost their jobs and really have had to stop supporting Radio Liberty. So if you want to keep us on the air, we do hope that many of you out there, if you're in a position to help, will. Well, we do what we do without compensation 5 hours a day and then do a weekend program as well because we think America is worthwhile trying to save. Do you? Because, believe me, freedom is lost when good people do nothing, and the price that people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they're ruled by evil men. We, of course, tell you who these evil people are. If you haven't read my newsletters and learned about the Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. You can watch my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness at RadioLiberty.com. You need to get my book. Hear the talk on the Forbidden Secret and on the Financial Armageddon. Get the syllabuses. Get the Secret Mystery DVD set. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We are under attack today. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to us 9 hours a day. And please pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. But for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mr. Mike Rockwood, and he's going to be talking about the mortgage crisis, and we'll let you, of course, hear what he has to say. Hopefully, we have Mike on the line right now. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hello there, Dr. Stan. Good. I'm doing very well.
Well, why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself? I haven't talked to you. Mike was scheduled to one of our very good friends to ask to have him on the program. So, basically, you're working as far as the housing mortgage crisis is concerned.
Right. Oh. I have been involved in kind of the foreclosure part of the housing market here in Southern California for the last few years.
Say, we've got a terrible line. Are you on a regular hard line or a cell phone or what?
Yeah, I am. Let me switch my headset here.
All right, fine, because certainly we want our listeners to be able to hear you and hear you clearly. And unfortunately, if you aren't on a hard line, we've just learned from long experience that the quality of the caller's voice is not as good. Go right ahead.
How about that? Is that a little bit better?
You've got 1,000% improvement. Go right
ahead.
Excellent.
Okay, so I've really been involved in foreclosures for quite a few years, but as the market turned down here in Southern California a few years ago, my son and business partner and I really kind of specialized in the foreclosure market and the short sale market just because it kind of interested us. And not a lot of people were interested in working in it, not a lot of other attorneys and realtors and CPAs, et cetera. So
now, are you an attorney? Are you a realtor?
No, I'm a CPA? Realtor.
Okay, go
I'm
ahead.
A realtor.
And could you explain to our listeners what a short sale is? Because most of them really don't understand these terms.
Sure. Now, the short payoff or the short sale is when a homeowner owes more on their property than it's worth, and needs to sell for whatever reason. And so the lender who has accepted the home as collateral has to sign off on the sale and accept less than was lent on the property. So, for instance, if you borrowed $200,000 on the property and now it's only worth $150,000, the lender would have to forgive that $50,000 difference because certainly the homeowner can't make it up. So then the lender forgives that amount, and the seller then walks away, hopefully, without any tax or further legal issues.
But sometimes doesn't the government actually charge him for the $50,000 that he's lost? In other words,
that's correct. Under normal circumstances, that $50,000 that he was forgiven would have been taxed. But in 2007, the Mortgage Foreclosure Debt Relief Act was passed, and for a period of 5 years, that forgives exempts forgiven debt from taxation as long as it's on your primary residence. So for most of us, there is a tax exemption when we have to sell our, or give up to foreclosure, our primary residence. It's kind of a double whammy, you know, first of all to lose your home and then also to be hit for taxation on a paper profit.
Well, now, are lenders willing to write off $50,000, you know? Certainly, that's a lot of money. Are lenders willing to write that off so you can have a short sale?
Yeah, they certainly are. In fact, $50,000 would be a pretty small one. We routinely work short sales where lenders are writing off as much as $100,000 or $200,000 or even as much as $300,000 because there really is no alternative.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Mike Rockwood. All right, Mike, go right ahead with the story. So basically, then, of course, you've found a niche in this foreclosure market where, of course, you're helping with the short sales, negotiating with the lenders, and pick the story up from there.
Right. So we work real closely with lenders and closely with homeowners, and when it became popular to offer modifications to loans instead of forcing people to sell their homes in order to get out of them, we got very much involved, and I personally needed to do loan modifications on my own home, both of my mortgages. I had a significant dip in my income, and so I applied for and got two loan modifications, and then I went on to get modifications on some of my rental properties. Well, I learned the hard way that there are a lot of tricks to it. And as the momentum built around loan modifications, I decided I would put together a book and instruct other people on some of the things that I had learned. Well, lo and behold, it turned into a whole do-it-yourself kit. And it turns out a lot of people are very interested in, you know, kind of learning from someone who's been there and done that because there are a lot of tricks to it. Now, I don't know if you realize, but today there are more than 10,000 applications for loan modifications every single day. Some of the lenders have 150,000 application backlogs already. So this is indeed a frenzy, and the federal government has earmarked $75 billion to try to encourage the lenders to modify our mortgages. So it's our own tax money that is paying for the modifications. And the modifications are really primarily just interest rate reductions that allow us to lower our monthly payments so that we can stay in our homes instead of, you know, being forced to move out. So what it really does is forestall the problem. It kind of puts the issue, the devaluation, off for a really for a couple of years, because most of the modifications are for at least a two-year period, and most are from 5 years, and some of them are for the entire life of the loan.
Well, are these programs really working? Because there's still an awful lot of people are losing their homes every single day.
Yeah. Yeah, about 50% of the homes that are, of the homeowners that receive a notice of default, and that has been 1 million homeowners in the last 90 days, about 50% of them apply for modifications. Now, the government had hoped that their incentive program called Making Homes Affordable...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment.
All right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mike was simply saying he's put together a kit on how you can get your loan modified. He's saying that there have been, a million Sydney homeowners, foreclosure notices, how long is that?
Yeah, just in the last 90 days.
90 days has been a million home foreclosure notices put out. You're talking about, Sydney, 300,000 home foreclosure notices, Sydney, a month.
That's right.
And what percentage of those are actually getting modified? Certainly the government put up all this money to try to do something about it, but Sydney, at least half the homes are not going to be able to be modified. Is that right?
Oh, it's at least half. In fact, the government had targeted to try to modify or to encourage the banks to modify 2 million mortgages this year. And so that would be a full, that would be a full 50% of the homeowners that receive notices of default. But that, unfortunately, the program got off to a very slow start, and we're not even going to come close to that $2 million figure. In fact, we'll be working real hard to get a million modifications this year.
Well, I'd heard that they're probably close to about 1.8 million people had already lost their homes this year. Is that a high figure, low figure, or pretty realistic?
No, I think that's low, if anything. The numbers of foreclosures, there are a certain number of the loans and the individuals that just really can't be saved. They are people who indeed can no longer afford their home. And in those instances, there really is no alternative other than foreclosure because the value of the home has diminished so much. Now, sometimes people outside of California or Nevada or Arizona or Florida don't realize how dramatically values have fallen. There are some zip codes in California where we are at 1982 levels, where we have completely wiped out 26 years of appreciation. So some of these homes are, in fact, at 20% of the value that they were at in 2005. So the average in California is, of course, not nearly that bad, but it is upwards of 30% decline. And so there are a lot of homeowners who are, looking at a mortgage that is twice as high as the value of their home. So the situation is dire indeed. And I have, my son and I both really have gotten to be passionate. We call ourselves loan mod mercenaries because we see the difference that the loan modification can make for people. Because there are a lot of people out there who are just kind of desperate. They just don't know where to turn and they don't know that there is a way out of this mess and that in fact we've already funded it with our own tax money. So Ryan and I get an awful lot of reward out of the work that we do, just showing people that there is a way out and that there is a formula for success and there is a way to get some relief.
My understanding, though, is the government is offering the lenders $1,000 if they'll modify the loan, $1,000 a month for the next couple of years, and that really isn't enough. A lot of the people who are handling these loans apparently make a lot more money than that simply by not solving the problem, and some apparently, at least according to the articles I've read, some of the people who are handling the foreclosures really aren't trying very hard to solve the problem. Have you run into that?
Oh, absolutely. We were very frustrated by the fact that the president's program just did not get implemented for so many months. And it seems like the whole program is weighted in favor of the banks. I mean, the banks don't have to modify unless it's more profitable for them. They get paid to modify. The cost of their money, the cost of the money that they are borrowing from the Federal Reserve has gone down to about nothing, almost zero. So it's kind of like, gosh, how much help do the banks need? And there comes a point where you just have to feel like, this was our tax money and it was intended to slow the foreclosure rate. The banks should get off their butts and start modifying mortgages and refinancing and taking action to really help American homeowners who are stuck.
Where did these funds come from? Did they come from these TARP funds? Yes. Are these certainly funds that were in the stimulus bill? Where did the money come from? Was it ever authorized by Congress?
Yeah, this was part of the original $75 billion TARP bailout authorization.
It was part. The money came from the TARP funds.
Yes. This, half of it was spent, or has been apparently allocated already. So it is kind of a situation where, you know, you got to feel like there's a limit to how much we can spend. So I'm encouraging my clients to get out in front of this thing and get up to the front of the line and get some relief to enable us to get through these next few years that look like they're going to be pretty tough.
Well, because it may be a lot longer than the next couple of years, but at least it'll put off the day of reckoning, and they won't lose their homes. Now, basically, why don't you give us an example of the sort of things that you're actually able to do with the lenders? If you have somebody who, a lender who really, of course, wants to try to help the homeowner, what percentage of the people you undertake can you actually help?
You know, you'd be surprised. Now, at this time, the lenders really have geared up, staffed up, invested in the infrastructure, and the government now pays them enough money to where it's profitable for them to modify mortgages. So,
how much is the government actually paying them? Because originally they were going to pay them $1,000 a year for 3 or 4 years, and that really is not an awful lot of money when you're talking about a loan of $300,000 or $400,000.
No, I think you're right in that regard, but I think that the money that the government pays them in the Making Homes Affordable program, the $1,000 to $3,000 that you're referring to, really just is an incentive for them, kind of covers some of their administrative costs. And so what they've done is they've put in place an infrastructure that can modify loans very, very efficiently. And, in fact, they use an awful lot of statistics to kind of triage the applicants to try to figure out which ones, you know, if they help, they will be able to keep from foreclosure. They try to identify those that are headed to foreclosure anyways and try to identify those that will be able to self-cure, in other words, come up with their own resources. So the banks have gotten highly efficient, and they've made this quite a big business. You know, they process an awful lot of applications. And the truth is, most homeowners are kind of surprised these days when they finally do contact their lender and try to work out a solution. And they're surprised because the lender is ready to deal. The problem is, homeowners need to be aware that this is a negotiation. And just like you wouldn't, you know, pull into the IRS department in downtown Los Angeles and walk in there and have them help you file your taxes, you don't want to dial up Wells Fargo and have them help you negotiate a loan modification. You want to understand from your perspective what are the negotiating points, what are all the numbers being used for, and how will you be judged. So you have to understand what the criteria are that will be used to judge whether or not you get a modification, and if you get one, how good of a modification you'll get. You probably have heard that somewhere upwards of 70% of the modifications that were done in 2008 failed. In other words, those homes went on to foreclosure. And that's largely because the government allowed the lenders to just do these, you know, wimpy modifications, just a slight reduction, sometimes just taking the arrears and tacking them onto the end of the loan, instead of really giving modifications that could help people get through a tough time.
Well, now, somebody had just called and wanted to know, what about people who have a loan of $700,000 to $1 million on their home and they're having difficulty paying it? Can they get those loans modified?
Yeah, absolutely. There is no discrimination between jumbo loans and FHA loans or FHA-conforming loans. Here's the big difference. The government program only incentivizes the banks to modify the conforming loans. However, it's just good business practice to modify the mortgages. It's a significant savings over foreclosure. Most experts estimate that it costs upwards of $50,000 for the bank to take back your property in foreclosure. And then they have to dispose of it at today's market rates and acknowledge to their investors that they've lost all that money. So it really is to their advantage to modify. And we get modifications on jumbo loans, those that are over $729,000 in California, all the time. So the answer to that question is yes. How about if, I think it would be illuminating for your listeners if I was to talk about the three main qualifications for a loan modification.
Go right ahead.
All right, there really are, they've really boiled them down to three. And the first one is that you have to have a significant hardship. But hardships are broadly defined. They really are accepting any increase in your expenses or decrease in your income that make it difficult for you to make your mortgage payment. So if you think about it, there are some 80 million Americans who are having a hard time this year compared to last in terms of their earnings. They're making less. You know, they are commission salespeople or they're service industry personnel, and their business is off, so they're not getting bonuses. Their hours are cut back. Perhaps one of the household members has lost their job or reduced hours, reduced wages, etc. So really, it's not difficult to find hardship. The second criteria is that you have to have a modifiable loan.
And what is a modifiable loan?
Well, modifiable just really means that it's not a good loan by today's standards, and that means it's an adjustable rate loan, or it's a fixed rate loan of over 6%.
Mm-hmm.
And the third criteria is you have to be able to afford the modified loan. Now, a lot of people would say that's kind of a duh, but a lot of folks who apply for modifications have lost their job, and in fact, you can't qualify unless you have enough income to make the payment.
All right, fine. Well, now, what does a program like this cost if somebody wants to actually take it on?
Well, the loan modification is absolutely free. That's why I love it.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Very good.
But if you are going to negotiate that, I mean, what do you have to charge for what you
well,
do?
Well, if you hire a firm to...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protection of thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Mr. Rockwood actually handles this. If you don't want to do it, of course, it costs $2,900. Is there any sort of a guarantee that you offer people as far as the loan modification is concerned? Is there any guarantee they're going to get, a better deal than going to you?
What we do is guarantee is a 100% money-back guarantee. And what we guarantee is that we will get you a loan modification. And we have never had any, shall I say, disagreements about whether or not that happened. In other words, if we were able to get a modification to 3.5% for 5 years for a client, they've never come back and said, well, listen, I really wanted a 2% for 7 years. And so we've really never had any disagreements about our 100% money back guarantee.
And the banks will actually cut interest rates to 3.5%?
Yeah, actually they go as low as 2% in an attempt to meet the government's guidelines of getting your first mortgage payment down to about 31 to 38% of your gross monthly income. So in the government's program, for homeowners who qualify, they will cut your interest rate down as low as 2%. And very often the program they offer you is a 2% for a number of years, like say 3 to 5 years, and then it gradually creeps up to the current Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac level.
Well, now, is the bank getting an additional, or the lender getting any additional government stipend? I mean, certainly we talked about the fact that the program, as it was originally set up, was going to give the bank $1,000 for the first year and $1,000 for the next 2 or 3 years. But is the government going to give them anything additional? Because they're taking a tremendous loss on that. If they decrease they're going down 2.5% interest, plus going ahead and actually cutting the amount of money that's owed, or is that just simply it's either or? In other words, either lowering the interest rate and or lowering the principal.
Yeah, actually we have not seen any lowering of principal to any extent whatsoever. There has been some on second mortgages, but really it's a lot of talk about nothing. There really has been no principal rate reductions. And there is a mathematical formula, and I can't think of the name of it right now, that the government has insisted that the lenders use in order to run in a pro forma fashion the loan, if it's modified versus whether it's not modified. And they are only required to pursue those modifications that in fact are a better, more profitable deal for them if modified. Because remember, the money that they are lending has gone down so dramatically over the last 3 years to where, they can borrow from the Federal Reserve at less than 1%. So their profit margin is sky high. So even a 2% loan can be profitable for them, particularly if it's a 30-year mortgage and it, creeps back up to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac levels later on.
But if you borrow the money, let's say I'm a bank and I go down and I borrow money at 0 or 0.25%, which is available at the present time. But how long can I have that money? Can I have that for 30 years? Or am I simply limited? Is that a self-limiting situation where I, as a bank, borrowing at that, but I'm going to have to pay it back, you know, within 6 months or a year?
Well, see, the situation with the banks is, I mean, the reality is that all of us are having a hard time coping with is that the valuation, some people say it's as much as $4 trillion, has literally evaporated from the housing market. And whether the bank, you know, takes a write-off of $150,000 right now and forecloses on the property and sells it at today's level, or you know, accepts a 2% note for 5 years and retains a 30-year mortgage and keeps it on their books as a performing asset and, you know, has to deal with it sometime in the future, the issue is the same.
But when does the bank have to pay that money back? In other words, they borrow, you know, certainly have $100,000. Let's say they borrow $1 million at 1% interest. Can they have that for 30 years? Pardon me, 0.25% interest, 0% interest. Can they have that for 30 years? Or are they going to have to renegotiate that in 6 months or a year? That's the question from my point of view.
And that's a banker question that I can't handle.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Mike Rockwood talking about the mortgage meltdown, which is really destroying the lives of so many people. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got lots of questions. Mike, somebody called in and said if you have somebody with who, of course, is self-employed, how do you determine their actual income? I mean, they will tell you they're making so much money, but most people who are self-employed have lots of write-offs one way or another so that, you know, they can lower their income. How do you actually determine their base income that you're going to use as the basis? You said that you wanted to get the home payments down to 33% or 5% of their income. How do you actually determine the income of people who are self-employed?
What we've been doing for self-employed is providing a year-to-date, or at least last quarter, profit and loss statement on their business. And if the clients, because, you know, a lot of sole proprietors and a lot of entrepreneurs are really not financially very sophisticated, and they very often don't even do profit and loss statements annually, much less quarterly, then we help them and we walk through putting together a profit and loss statement for them. And if they then can show gross receipts, you know, in some kind of a fashion, either checks or show a checking account with deposit activity, and then show a profit and loss statement for the last 90 days, and then the bank will accept that as proof of their income.
All right, fine. Well, of course, we know that certainly a lot of places there in Southern California, they look like disaster areas as far as the number of homes that are being foreclosed on. Of course, as you pointed out, within the last 90 days, a million home foreclosures have certainly been filed. And what percentage of those do you think will actually go into foreclosure? Over half of them?
Well, some people are saying that there could be 12 million foreclosures between now and 2012. So, you know, the rate of foreclosures, it has not slowed one bit. And so this problem is going to be with us for quite a while.
And I think this is the important thing for people who are sitting there and they're listening to the television and they talk about the green shoots that are coming up. This is all simply to allay people's apprehension. We're a long way from the bottom here. This Sydney contraction is going to go on for a long time. And our job is to let people know the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear all the good news. But you're far better off to know what's going on and make your plans accordingly and try to keep your home so that you can live in it. There'll be a place for you and your family. And
well, that's the thing, is that people can't be sitting around waiting for the government to fix everything.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Mike Rockwood. Yeah, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Mike Rockwood. And Cindy, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest who really understands the home foreclosure business very, very well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And this figure that there may very well be up to 12 million people who lose their homes by 2012. They're even talking about, you know, by the following year, 2013, maybe even up to 14 million people will lose their homes. A great catastrophe. You see, there are only about 70 million homes, and we're talking about, you know, Sydney, somewhere between 12 and 14 million people are going to lose their homes. Actually, 70 million homes, 50 million home mortgages, and of course, you're talking almost a third of the people there, a little over less than a third of the people in America losing their homes. If you're out in the listening audience, you'd have a question for Mike. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Mike has a kit that you can get, and it will help you as far as loan foreclosures, or, of course, they will handle the whole thing for you and give you a money-back guarantee. In other words, if you don't get some sort of a modification, why? You get your money back. But why don't you tell Mike, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can, of course, get your kit and get the information? Do you have a website? Do you have a telephone number? How do people reach you?
Yeah, I recommend that people learn about my work at 60minuteloanmodification.com. That's 60minuteloanmodification.com. And on my website, I always offer this free CD that I made that kind of tells my loan modification story. About 14 months ago, I started to work on my own loan modifications. And people enjoy hearing about how I was successful in spite of all the mistakes that I made. So they enjoy hearing about my story. But then more importantly, I answer frequently asked questions, and I tell people how to get started on the loan modification process, because loan modifications really are the cheapest, easiest, best way to fix screwed up mortgages right now. So people can reach me at 60minuteloanmodification.com, and I highly recommend that free CD. It's called The 60-Minute Loan Modification Secrets.
Now, do you have an email? Do you have certainly a telephone number, or how would people reach you?
Yeah, people can always reach me through the website or through mike at 60minuteloanmodification.com. Now, I conduct weekly, on Tuesday and Thursday nights, I conduct teleconferences in which we answer questions and we teach on a different topic about loan modification. And the public is always welcome to join us there, and you can learn about those on the website as well. And here in Southern California, we have a number of live events each month where we teach people about how the whole process works. So we're really trying to do our share to get the word out about do-it-yourself loan modifications. It can really change your financial life.
I have a friend of mine who lives in San Dimas. She tells me there are an awful lot of homes there that are in foreclosure. And these are, you know, expensive homes, $600,000,
$800,000. Sure. No, it's a beautiful area.
But, of course, there are an awful lot of these people just lose their homes, lose their jobs, lose their income, and just not able even to qualify for this.
Yeah. No, that's right. And a lot of folks, you know, honestly, people go through losing a job, losing a home, losing, you know, financial difficulties. It's a real similar process, you probably agree, to the whole grieving process. And there is a great extended period of denial. And very often, I don't even get a call from a person until he'll call me and say, listen, we burned through our 401k. We spent all of our savings. Our credit cards are maxed out. I think I have a problem. You know what I mean?
The thing is that you, at that point, you know they have a problem.
Yeah, they've had a problem for a year. Yeah.
And, of course, people really don't want to admit this, but more people are losing their jobs, and even people, what people don't understand is we hear a lot about subprime mortgages and Alt-A mortgages and liar's loans. But, of course, the biggest group that are going to lose their homes are those with prime loans. They put down 20%. They had adequate money. They told the truth. They pay their bills. But what happens when you lose your job? Maybe you had a state job. And believe me, of course, we just here in the state of California, they've cut the budget from about $142 billion to $84 billion, and that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
Basically, they're talking now about another $10 billion shortfall, certainly here by the first of the year. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the America we have known in the past does not exist today. Of course, the America we knew in the past was based upon the ready availability of credit. The banks have cut off credit. You're readily available, and as a result, an awful lot of people are going to lose their jobs, they're going to lose their homes, they're going to lose their insurance, they're going to lose simply everything before this is over. And when America comes out at the far end, it's going to be an entirely different America. But that's a subject for another evening. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for our guest, Mike Rockwood, go right ahead, Mike.
Dr. Sand, I wanted to pick up on what you had said there, and one of the things that I think is so critical and the thing that I see empowers people so much is taking action. So often they feel helpless and they just don't know what to do because, you know, they don't know this language, and you know they never heard about foreclosure before. They never thought about bankruptcy. They never even knew what default was all about. Now all of a sudden they have to learn a whole new language of lenders and a language of eviction and foreclosure. And so it's a paradigm shift that people need to make. But once people make it and they start to take action, you can just see it in their eyes. They kind of awaken to it, and they realize that, you know, I can really impact my future, and I can really make a difference, and I don't just have to sit back and take it. I can do something about it, and it's very empowering, and I think it's very important, and if we do take action, and we do individually take care of our own situations, I think we can come out of this thing at the other end even stronger for it.
All right, well, let's go to Dan, who's calling us from Laughlin, Nevada over there. Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I was just curious, if a person's got good credit but had circumstances that make it impossible to continue, is it going to ruin his credit to do a modification?
Boy, that's a great question. The modification itself is not reported to the credit bureaus, and I always tell people that the modification may be your best way to ensure that you keep a good credit score because it helps ensure that you can keep making your payments. Reality is that an awful lot of people feel like, and it's true, need to go late on their mortgages in order to get a good modification. The banks will even tell them that. So every time you miss a mortgage payment, of course, you suffer a 10 to 40 point drop in your FICO score.
Okay, Dan, are you close to Reno or Las Vegas? What part of Nevada do you live in?
I'm all the way down by Arizona.
Oh, I see. Okay, down the place. How is the economy there? We know, of course, Las
Vegas.
That's
very bad.
Las Vegas is having real problems. You get a spillover then from the problems in Las Vegas?
Yeah, there's a huge amount of excess housing inventory in Las Vegas.
Sure.
And what about where you are? Is there a huge...
pretty much, but it's a small town, and a lot of people live across the river over in Bullhead City, Arizona, and it's pretty bad there, too.
Have you lost your job, or you had to cut back on your income?
Yeah, and but the income is down, and the other thing is a lot of people can't lower their houses to sell it anymore because they'll be below what they owe on it.
In other words, be underwater, right, and have to do a short sale. Well, anyway, of course, it sounds like your best protection from losing your credit rating would be to go ahead and do this.
Yeah, the thing to do is to take action really quickly, and I always advise people to try to get the application going before you have to miss a payment, and talk to the lender real clearly about the fact that, you know, come December. I'm just not going to be able to make my payment. Can you help me to modify my mortgage before I have to miss a payment? Reality is 99% of my clients don't get a good modification offer until they go late.
Oh, really?
Reality is you get treated with respect as soon as you miss a payment, as perverted as that sounds.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
We live in a world gone mad, but if you listen to our program, why, at least you know why we live in a world gone mad. Anything else, Dan?
No, that was it. Thank you very much.
Hey, I'm glad you're out there listening. Try to get the rest of the people down there in the southern part of Nevada listening to us. You know, are you listening to us shortwave, internet? How?
Internet.
Okay, fine. Miracle of internet, wonderful way to reach people. Thanks so very much.
Thank you.
Okay, I get a telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Incidentally, if you're listening on internet, why, you can get a little unit there at the Radio Shack, and you plug that in. I think it costs $39.95 from Radio Shack, and then of course you go anywhere you want to in the house, and certainly you listen to. You don't have to sit right in front of the computer screen. You go down, stretch out on your big easy chair, and listen to us. Amazing, just a little FM computer. Pardon me, a transmitter goes in the back of your radio. Well, certainly we have with us, of course, Mike Rockwood. And Mike, his website is 60MinuteLoanModification.com. That's www.60MinuteLoanModification.com. And certainly get there and learn about how you can at least get started with some sort of a loan modification. Well, we may have answered this before, but do you think certainly that half the people who apply will get a loan modification, or a quarter of the people, or what percentage are really getting loan modifications with this new program?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, the truth is that I can predict, and anybody who gets my kit can predict with real high accuracy, 95% plus, whether or not you will qualify. It's really easy to predict. So people don't need to waste their time if they just can't qualify. And you know, the reason that most people don't qualify is because of a lack of income. It's kind of a perverted reality that people who need it most can't get it. But if your income is too low, you just won't be able to qualify. But an awful lot of people are doing some creative things in order to bolster their income. Things like renting out a room, or getting a significant other to help with payments, or getting a contribution letter, something that we call a contribution letter from a loved one to help them through a difficult time. So there are a lot of ways around it, but reality is you need to be able to document income of about 2 times your mortgage payment in order to qualify. If you have 2 times your mortgage payment in income, then you know the bank, the underwriters are going to be able to appreciate that you can, you know, pay all of your bills, your credit card bills and your student loans and utilities and groceries and everything else, the cost of living. So that's just kind of a good guide. Think in terms of being able to document 2 times your mortgage payment in income.
Well, are there instances, we've talked about this earlier, but are there instances where the lender will actually cut, you mentioned sometimes they'll cut $100,000, even $200,000 of what is owed on a very large loan? How often does that happen?
Almost never.
Almost never, then.
Yeah. The truth is, the only principal reductions that we have seen, you know, of course they make good press, so people brag about them or talk about them a lot, but we don't really see them happening. Where we see them is where a bank may have purchased some second mortgages from a failed bank, and then they write down some of those mortgages in the modification process. But I'm talking about, you know, $30,000 and $40,000 loans being written down to $20,000 and $30,000. So not significant numbers. So I think there's got to be a whole nother round of modifications that have to take place in the coming years, you know, maybe 2, maybe 5 years from now, when the whole housing market settles and we really are more confident about what prices are going to do. Then we're going to have some kind of program that allows homeowners to keep their home and write down that principal. Because a person shouldn't have to sell their home in order to make that right. In other words, if the lender is going to lose $200,000 on my home, there's no reason to make me sell it. Why not just keep me in it? I've already lost my down payment. Now the lender, if they have to take their write down, then they should take it without having to make me move and lose the house.
All right,
so
fine.
I think that's coming.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Eric on the line now, and Eric is calling us from Michigan. Hi, Eric. What part of Michigan are you calling from?
This would be Grand Blanc, Flint area.
All right, very good. So we have a station there in Flint, Michigan. Oh, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, indeed. Before I do that, Dr. Stan, Lindsay Williams did a interview entitled Economic Hitman. He interviewed a fellow by the name of Jonathan May, who actually worked with the International Monetary Fund in England, and he came to America to divulge the mechanics of the credit-creating system by the international banking system.
Mm-hmm.
That's governed by what's called the Uniform Commercial Code. And I believe it or not, a local library, a librarian that I know, showed me a report, and she didn't know where it came from. It was just sitting on one of the tables. And so I went through this, and believe it or not, it's a report that describes in detail the intrinsic mechanism of this whole so-called loan agreement process. And I'll never forget this. September 07, Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes interviewed Alan Greenspan, and she asked him about the intrinsic fraud of the mortgage debacle, and he nervously chuckled and replied, "I didn't think you were going to ask that question, but since you did, here's what I'll say. It is the responsibility of the contracting borrowing party to confirm the validity of the debt obligation." Well, according to Federal Reserve policies and procedures and generally accepted accounting principles imposed upon all federally insured FDIC banks in Title 12 of the United States Code, Section 1831 N.A., banks are prohibited from lending their own money and those of other depositors. And then it says...
We're out of time, Jack, but thanks very much. Appreciate your calling. And we got a real problem, no question. Bye-bye. Well, Mike, go right ahead with that.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You need to get the syllabus. You need to get the my newsletters. And, of course, we with new syllabuses. Or you can simply, if you get a syllabus, ask for the latest Radio Liberty letters. And we've just concluded my analysis of Andrew Jackson's. It's not out yet, but Andrew Jackson's farewell address. And, of course, he faced exactly the same problem in 1837, where the banks conspired against the people to collapse the economy. That's what they're doing today. But they had Andrew Jackson to stand up for the people and the Constitution. We have Barack Obama, who's controlled by the people who created the problem and are going to use it to impoverish our people and destroy this nation and bring about a one-world government. They know exactly what they're doing. And you, to understand what's going on, you need to read the Earth Charter, written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller. If you haven't read the Earth Charter, we'll be glad to send you a copy of it if you get any of the other items we talk about. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD. And if you can't certainly afford it, why, go to our website at radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com and simply scroll down to videos and scroll down the videos to Brotherhood of Darkness and watch it. Watch our YouTube. I mean, we posted all sorts of great YouTube links. You need to get them. If you can't pick them up, you go to your search engine. We have a title there for you, and we hope you'll pull it down. Read our newsletters, listen to our programs. You can listen to them 9 hours a day live. You can listen to them on archive, Sydney. You can listen to them live. You can listen to the satellite feed. You can listen to the blog, the MP3. They're there. It's free. Help us get the information out. And for people who don't like to sit in front of the computer, get yourself a little inexpensive headset from Radio Shack so you can go and sit in your big easy chair and listen to our programs. Your job is to get other people to listen to the programs, to pass out our material. You have my permission to copy our letters, to copy anything we produced, and get it out. We're involved in a desperate struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. To look at things through the prism of the Bible and biblical prophecy, you need to get Pastor Billy Crone's two-part set, The Final Countdown, 5 DVDs in each one. That's The Final Countdown. You need, of course, to get our material on the Secret Mysteries. There's 3 DVDs, very professionally done in that set. And then I'm in, have a very small part in each one, but they follow the basic themes of what we're trying to tell the American people. If you go to our website, you can see all the books and DVDs there that you'll never see elsewhere. If Sydney used to be laying in a supply of long-term food, you need to get your Berkey water products so you'll have potable water. You need to lay in a supply of health products, and we have everything from Iodorol to vitamin D to Allobiotic, which is a herbal remedy which we utilize, and the vitamins and minerals and the other products that you need to maintain your health. They're available by calling, certainly on our website. If you want a free catalog, we'd be glad to send it to you. And then, of course, we want to tell you that Sydney Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And, of course, we do what we do. We do it without pay, 5 hours a day, and then the weekend program. But if you want to continue listening to the program here on the Internet or shortwave or on the radio or satellite, why, we need your help, quite frankly. A lot of our listeners who had real financial problems, and we need help to continue doing what we're doing. You can subscribe to our newsletter, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. But our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our listeners and our ministers. But we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow,